Ian Scholes, I've been informed that a rumor has been storming across the internet, as rumors are wont to do, for the past few months regarding an astonishing new technology that might change the world as we know it. A journalist, it was alleged by Inside.com, was paid $250,000 for the rights to a book about this fabulous technology by the Harvard Business School Press without even asking him to reveal in advance what, in fact, this fabulous technology was. Codenamed Ginger, or simply It, this thingy is the brainchild of a fellow named Dean Kamen, a respected inventor out New Hampshire way. Those privy to whatever it is that it is, including Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos, have officially, again it's alleged, bestowed the virtual badge of awesomeness upon this whatever it is, hinting that VC maven John Doerr has already put millions into it. It will be available in 2002 and will not cost more than $2,000. So what is it already? Oh no, we just can't come out and tell you, can we? We signed NDAs. 3Com founder Bob Metcalf, however, has seen it. Not only was he not struck blind, he claimed it is bigger than the internet and almost as big as cold fusion would have been. Well, that's not much of a claim, really. After all, with dot-coms dropping like flies, the internet is shrinking at an alarming rate. As for saying that it could be almost as big as cold fusion would have been, well, what does that mean? Cold fusion fizzled, didn't it? This is like saying that if perpetual motion machines existed, it might be equivalent. And if frogs had wings, hell had ice water, and President Bush a mandate, we could all retire and live on the Big Rock Candy Mountain. The point is, all of this talk about ginger, to my tin ear, sounded like one of those hoax rumor combos that make the internet such a special place. But it turns out, this thingy does exist. A reporter from the Boston Globe, one Gareth Cook, not content with rumors, chat room blather, and pontifications from the cyber elite, did some actual old-fashioned legwork and found some actual patents in the actual patent office for actual inventions by Dean Kamen and colleagues. One is for a motor scooter. Not exactly a paradigm shift, in my humble opinion. Another, however, is for a smaller version of a Stirling engine. The Stirling engine was invented in 1816 by a Scottish minister named Robert Stirling. It's a very efficient engine, so they say. And a small, cheap version could reduce pollution, fuel bills, and start a new industrial revolution. Well, okay, that's probably amazing. But still, a fuel-efficient scooter? Frankly, I was hoping for something along the lines of a rocket belt, invisibility ray, or anti-gravity car. And once again, the future just ain't what it used to be. I gotta go.